do I. Students and family members dressed mostly in black and carried candles. Shania Gray's friends, like Lenny Duras and Andrew Howard, said she loved life.
She always had a smile. You never see her mad or anything. She was a loving person. Even when she was mad, you couldn't tell. She always made everybody's day, even when her day wasn't good for her.
She was never in black. She was always in bright colors. I don't think she would like all this. She was a spirited person, but like they said, pity's for the living, not the dead. But forever's
gone now. 2 years ago, 30-year-old murder suspect Frank Davis hired Gray to babysit. He allegedly raped her, and she was about to testify against him in the trial. A police arrest warrant says he tried to find out what she'd say on the stand by posing as a love interest on Facebook. He picked her up from high school last week, drove her near the Trinity River in Irving, and shot her twice. Horn High School head custodian Helen Reddick says dealing with death is a new lesson for many of these young students.
What do I tell the kids? Trust God, be strong, and live your life to the fullest, because you never know what's going to happen. Your days is limited. You're not promised this day to the next.
Reddick fondly remembers Gray.
She called me Auntie Helen, and I always tell them, I say, you can't call me Helen. I got grandkids y'all's age. She was a very sweet girl. And she would say, Auntie Helen, and take off running. And I would act like I'm going to take off after.
Let us blow out our candles together.
Pastor W.R. Willis said Gray's funeral will be Saturday. Franklin Davis is in Dallas County Jail on $2 million bond. He faces a capital murder charge.
To say goodbye.
Bill Zeeble, KERA News.